It's time for another edition of KUOW's This Not Just In, the occasional series where we take a moment of your day to share a moment of history, a thrilling audio voyage of forgotten events from years past, events that have defined the people and character of the Pacific Northwest. Now here's your host, Felix Bunnell.
The story begins north of Vancouver Island in June 1965, near the tiny fishing village of Namu, British Columbia. Fishermen retrieving gear that had snagged on rocks made a surprising discovery. A giant orca was trapped in a cove by a runaway net. Word of the captive orca reached Seattle and a man named Ted Griffin. Griffin owned an aquarium on the waterfront and had long been fascinated with whales. In short order, Griffin bought the whale, now called Namu, for $8,000. Then, he made arrangements to bring Namu home to Seattle using a floating cage pulled behind a tugboat.
Come all you good people and hear my story concerning Namu, the killer whale. I'll tell you some things that are bloody and gory, and thereby hangs a tale.
It's been almost 50 years since Namu arrived in Seattle, where his floating cage was first towed into Elliott Bay the morning of July 28, 1965. Small boats bobbed on the waters of Puget Sound, aircraft circled overhead, and spectators lined the waterfront to greet Seattle's newest celebrity. Namu quickly became the waterfront's biggest draw. Huge audiences paid to see the killer whale up close and to watch Ted Griffin teach Namu tricks. Attitudes toward captive whales have changed in the decades since Namu first appeared. And it's fair to say that most people nowadays wouldn't stand for a whale being treated this way. But in Seattle in 1965, local bands even got into the act, celebrating Namu with rockin' tribute songs.
Gotta kill a whale, don't Namu in the sea. Gotta kill a whale, don't, that is not up to me.
And then Hollywood came calling. In the fall of 65, Griffin towed Namu to Rich Cove near Bremerton to film outdoor scenes for a movie starring the whale. Also in the cast were a couple of human stars, too. Robert Lansing and Lee Merriweather.
I want a net to close off the cove.
Yeah, the whale is still in there.
Yeah, Bert, I guess he is, isn't he?
A net to keep the whale in?
Well, let's say it's a boundary marker to keep Mr. Clausen out. Maybe keep the whale in so I can study him for a while.
As Namu's popularity grew, Griffin went into business capturing more whales and selling them to places like SeaWorld. Meanwhile, Namu was about to become a movie star. On August 1, 1966, Namu the Killer Whale premiered at the Orpheum Theater in Seattle, just 8 blocks from Ted Griffin's aquarium on Elliott Bay, where Namu had lived for almost a year. But Namu didn't live there anymore. 3 weeks earlier, after a brief illness, the killer whale had died in his waterfront pen from a bacterial infection. In 1972, Congress passed the Marine Mammal Protection Act. Harassment and capture of whales and other marine mammals in American waters was outlawed for good. I'm Felix Bunnell for This Not Just In.
A killer was born in the Arctic Sea. A killer whale fed through history. Well, two fishermen called him Fearless Lee and Namu. Well, around Namu they built a pen. They made it strong to hold him in. Hooked up a tug and started to move with Namu. Chance, you can't mess around with Namu. Started to move about 3 knots at a time. Yeah, Namu swam along, away in his prime. One swinging whale at the end of the line. For 10 days and nights, Namu was feeling fine.